WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week is made possible by Ingles Markets, with locations across the Southeast offering fresh local produce, USDA choice beef, a pharmacy, and curbside pickup. I'm host Paul Foster. Terpsichore Theater of Dance presents Appalachian Phoenix, celebrating the resilience and unity of Western North Carolina. Performances will take place soon in Winston-Salem and Asheville. Our guest is the founder and artistic director, Heather Malloy. Welcome to the Friday Feature.
Thank you for having me.
Before I have you to break down details about this upcoming passionate production, share some information, if you will, about the history of Terpsichore Theater of Dance.
Well, I started Terpsichore in 2003, so we've been going for a good bit. The concept of the company was created to give professional dancers around the country an opportunity to have something fulfilling employment-wise in the summer. So professional dancers, 98% of the time, get laid off for the whole summer. And they sit at home, collect unemployment, get out of shape, and then have to go back into their regular seasons. That is a beautiful opportunity for our audiences to be able to see dancers of the highest possible professional caliber, and something to give them the opportunity to have a chance to perform for new audiences, dance with dancers from other companies that they would not otherwise have an opportunity to do. And the work that we do is very rooted in theater and very intense or lighthearted, but stories that are rooted in the human experience. And that's something that is a great opportunity for dancers to really broaden their artistic horizons.
I don't think it will surprise anybody where the idea for this particular production, Appalachian Phoenix, came from.
Certainly. Well, like all of us in Western North Carolina, we had no power, water, communication, all of those things. When I was volunteering at distribution sites and going through all the same things of struggling to get water, all of that that we all were, I started coming up with these little buds of ideas of things that we were all struggling with. What are we going to do with all these leftover clothes at these distribution sites? Because a lot of people don't realize that we had literally mountains of extra clothing with nowhere for it to go. And that actually became a problem. Where do these clothes go? How do we not waste them? One of the first ideas for the piece was to utilize those clothes as set pieces and costumes. Blue clothes specifically that represent the water, represent compassion. We've built rivers of clothes, like 40-foot-long rivers of clothing that are utilized in the piece. And then the other thing was all these water bottles that we were all collecting. I personally never have a plastic water bottle in my house, and all of a sudden I had hundreds of them, and so did the rest of the community. So people started leaving them on my front porch, and we collected 15,000 16.9-ounce plastic bottles that we're creating a backdrop out of. So the entire back of the stage at Hans Brands or the Wortham Theater will be the bottoms of water bottles facing forward, creating like this beaded curtain that we will project on. And then the heroes, I was meeting all these incredible human beings who had done so much and are still continuing to do to this day. And I started collecting their stories. So we have the stories of over 52 heroes on our website that you can go to and read stories of all these incredible things these people did for our community. So I am weaving those stories into the piece and honoring them. So at our shows in Asheville, we're honoring them in person, and then we'll just be sharing the stories with our audiences in Winston-Salem to give them a more personal view of what we went through.
The person behind Terpsichore Theater of Dance in Asheville, Heather Malloy, is our guest on the Friday Feature Interview of the Week as we continue discussing Appalachian Phoenix, the upcoming performances. Heather, I understand there's many parts to the production, from themes to visuals, certainly to the performers.
So many different themes. I mean, there were so many things to touch on. So there's seven sections to the piece, and each one of them sort of focuses on either an element of the experience or multiple elements at the same time. We want to make sure that the audience has sort of an emotional roller coaster of experience. So it's not all heartbreaking and cathartic, but moments of it are. And then you will have the water bottle there's a water distribution site section, which is very funny. If you think back of what we were doing to try to get water just to flush our toilets and carrying buckets and carting water from point A to point B constantly, there's a lot of humor and levity that's woven in. We are paying tribute to all the people who had distribution sites of different types. We're paying homage to rescuers and people who cleared roads and just the relationships that were formed amongst people. My goal for this piece is to show the beauty that came out of the storm and that little blip that we had where no matter what our background was, no matter what our beliefs were, that we banded together as a community and formed relationships with people we would have never otherwise met to do something beautiful. And if we can hold on to that, Asheville is going to be a much better place moving forward. If we can keep that sense of community and unity, that's at the root of healing, not just our Western North Carolina community, but our country. If we can find ways to work together to make things beautiful.
Heather, how many performers are taking part in this, including musicians and so on?
So we have 10 dancers and we have 4 live musicians. I don't even know the number of poets right now. There's several poets who have banded together to take these hero stories and make poetry out of them. That's going to be incorporated into the sculpture. So we have 2 lead artists from the UNCA STEAM Studio who are building this 12-foot tall Phoenix sculpture exploding out of a pile of water bottles. And it's going to have a motion sensor in it. So when you walk by it, poetry is read to you about the heroes. There's a lot of people involved. And these musicians, let me tell you, I could not possibly ask for a finer caliber. And creating the music, it's an original score.
Speaking of the music score, I'm sure some of the participants will be familiar names to listeners of WNCW.
Oh, I'm sure. They're all Western North Carolina musicians. We have River Gregorian and Chris Rosser from Free Planet Radio. We have Datrian Johnson, who has one of the most remarkable voices I have ever heard. The second that I heard his voice, I was like, oh, we are opening this piece with Wade in the Water. That is what is happening. And Madeline Ilana is a remarkable fiddle player, and she's joining that group of musicians. And then Jeff Schmidt is sort of the lead composer, but everyone worked together on the music.
Terpsichore Theater of Dance presents Appalachian Phoenix. Heather, tell us about the upcoming performances in both Winston-Salem and Asheville.
Yeah, we're in Winston-Salem, July 17th through 19th at the HanesBrands Theater. And we are in Asheville, July 24th through 26th at the Diana Wortham Theater. You can find links to tickets for both locations on our website or just go directly to those websites, either way. This is in Asheville, the heroes will be present and will be speaking at our pre-show talk, staying afterwards for our question and answer session too.
And let me just add, a part of what you guys are doing is to present real-life heroes, kindness, generosity, helping hands that were provided to so many across Western North Carolina during Hurricane Helene. They're a big part of Appalachian Phoenix. Heather Malloy, founder and artistic director of Terpsichore Theater of Dance, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Friday features on WNCW are made possible by Ingalls Markets. I'm Paul Foster.